What the? At the window. It's a gun. Pam, get down. Quick.
Mr. and Mrs. North, starring Barbara Britton and Richard Denning. Listen as Pam and Jerry solve the mystery, The Comic. Tis mirth that fills the veins with blood, more than wine or sleep or food. And for Bernie Best and Frank McGee, the veins are filled and life is good. Bernie, the comic America loves, tells the jokes. Frank writes the act. The team of Best and McGee, says Bernie, will stick together as long as they both shall live. Bernie is right.
And that concludes our dinner show, ladies and gentlemen and patrons. Ah, you've been a great audience. I can tell you were out there by the sparks from your knives and forks. But seriously, folks, I do want to thank you. And before I go, how about a nice hand for my partner? And the creator of this wonderful material seated at the table right over there, Frank McGee. Yeah. Ah, boy. Love you, Frankie, baby, love you. See you later, everybody. Good night.
Ah, your boy was pretty hot tonight, Frank.
Bernie's always hot.
I think he works too hard for his money.
Look, Costigan, we do all right.
Yeah, sure. But with me, you could do a lot better.
With Mr. Costigan, everybody does better.
Maybe.
Like George says, with Costigan, everybody does better.
Maybe.
Look, McGee, I got the clubs, I got the show places. Bernie signs with me. You too, of course.
Look, Costigan, why don't you leave Bernie and me alone? I don't want any trouble with you. And if you don't lay off, I'll give you plenty.
Huh? Is that right? What kind of trouble, Frank?
Mr. Costigan asks you a question.
And if he doesn't lay off, he'll get the answer.
I don't like being threatened, Frank.
And I don't like you, Costigan, so we're even.
You got just too much...
George. Look, Frank, I know what's eating you. It's your old man, isn't it? Well, I know how you feel. But what happened to him was just business.
Yeah, and that singer, Candy Kane, was that...
What about Candy?
Nothing.
Mr. Costigan asked you...
Well, everybody happy? Are you, Mr. Costigan?
George?
Was I selling, Frank? Was I selling?
Boy, chair.
Thanks. Did you catch the whole act, Mr. Costigan? Did you get the parrot bit? Kills him, huh?
Very solid, Bernie.
Well, thanks. Thanks, Mr. Costigan. Glad you appreciate talent. Well, what's the wake? Let's laugh it up a little, Frankie boy.
Bernie, Costigan won't believe that we don't want any part of him.
Oh. McGee says he talks for both of you. That right, Bernie?
Well, you see, Mr. Costigan...
I figure maybe he don't.
Well,
What are you waiting for, Bernie? Why don't you go ahead and tell him that we don't want no part of him, now or later? Go on, tell him.
Well, Bernie?
Thanks, my partner, Mr. Costigan. Best and McGee. And if he says no deal, no deal.
Maybe... That's final, Costigan. You say final. I say maybe.
Should we be almost there, Jerry?
Mm-hmm. If you haven't missed any road signs.
Darling, just because once, 3 years ago, we happened to get lost because you weren't looking where you were going... Jerry!
Yeah, this is where we turn in. You missed the sign, Pam.
You really missed that tree. My goodness, look at that house. What a huge place.
Yeah, Bernie Best does all right.
Apparently. But I still think it's odd, our being invited here for the weekend. I mean, I don't even know Bernie Best.
Well, I do. Come on, help me with the bags, huh?
Well, here. But just because he's writing a book on humor, that's no reason to ask the publisher and his wife, whom he's never met.
Oh, Pam, dear, why are you trying to make such a big thing out of this? Bernie Best just happens to be a nice, friendly guy.
Yeah.
Now, are you getting out?
I'll consider it. But I still think
that it's... Good afternoon. Here, let me take those bags.
Oh, thank you.
You're the North?
Mm-hmm.
Bernie mentioned you were coming.
I'll take those. I'm Jerry North. This is my wife, Pam.
How do you do?
How do you do?
I'm Pop McGee.
Oh, you have a beautiful place here.
Well, picture one day in a travel folder. That's what I want, he said. That's what he got.
You said your name was McGee.
That's right. You know, Frank? Frank's my boy. Frank and Bernie, like brothers. Bernie told me I had a job with him for life after I... after I retired.
Lovely grounds.
Thanks. I take care of them. Nothing strenuous, though. Bernie always says, don't knock yourself out. That Bernie.
Your son lives here, too?
All of us. One big family. Yeah, here we are. One big family. Why, you could no more break up Frank and me and Bernie than...
What, something wrong?
You folks aren't from Costigan.
Costigan?
Mr. Costigan said, sure. I gotta be going.
Hey, wait! We aren't
right
from...
Bernie's dead. I'll see you around.
What caused that?
Who knows?
Jerry, I have a definite feeling something is wrong.
Oh, but Pam, you always have the feeling that something is wrong. Now, come on, shall we go in? Cats go to Europe, so the first morning, these two cats go up on deck, and they see the ocean for the first time. Man, dig all that crazy water, says the first one, and the second one says, and you know something? That's only the top. Yeah. Well, so what? So it's tough all over. So anyway, Pam, and I hope I may call you Mrs. North.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, in this book I'm writing for Jer.
Jer?
Our boy, Jer. You see, I want to do it different than the usual yak-yak, boppo stuff. I want to bring out you should excuse the expression, the human side of Bernie Best. I want to bring in Frankie here and Pop. Hey, where is Pop anyway?
Oh, he said he had a bad stomach, Bernie. He seems nervous about something.
What is this with the nervous routine? All of a sudden, everybody's jumpy around here. Let's laugh it up, huh?
Mr. McGee's father seems to think that a Mr. Costigan might have sent us.
What? Costigan? Why should he think that? We don't even know any Costigan, do we, Frankie?
Well, as a matter of fact, we do, Mrs. North, but, well, you'll have to excuse Pop. You know, he's a little nervous about some things.
Oh, Costigan, sure. You see, we're considering a deal there.
Bernie, are considering?
Were, yeah. Yeah, well, now, come on, let's go in and chow up, huh? Won't you take my arm, Mrs. North?
Thank you.
Try that piece just above the elbow, very tender.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do?
So, as I was saying, now, we do this book, dear boy. We make a steady million.
Oh, at least.
A doubting Thomas. Why, with my name, Frank's writing, and a new connection I'm making.
Bernie, what new connection?
Did I say new connection? How do you like that? How do you like... What? You see, it was the man, the plumber. I got a plumber coming in the morning to put in a new connection.
Why don't you stop making jokes, Bernie? What do you mean?
Nothing. Now, where's everybody's sense of humor? I can't even open my mouth. Look, Pam.
Sure.
I ask you, did I say anything?
Bernie, what new connection?
We're friends, aren't we, Frankie boy? Would I do anything without you? You and Pop, you're my family. So when I make a little gag about... What? At the window. It's a gun. Pam, get down.
Bernie.
Oh, come on. Sit down, Frank. Sit down. Have some breakfast.
No, I had mine. But I want to talk to you about last night.
Sure, Frankie, sure. Some coffee?
No, thanks.
You sure? Nah, it's cold. Pop!
Look, leave Pop alone. I want to talk to you.
Sure.
Who do you think did that shooting last night?
Frank, I don't know. I just don't know why anybody would want to shoot at me. What I ever did to anybody, I just don't know.
They weren't shooting at you, Bernie.
The North? You?
Not at the North. It was a warning to me. You've been talking to Costigan again, haven't you?
Frankie, so help me, I swear. He called me. I didn't call him. Really, you know, honest.
But
so
you did talk to him, didn't you? You need money that bad, Bernie?
I swear, I only have... Frank, I know you don't like the deal. I know you don't like Costigan, but he's a big man.
Well, for one second, will you face reality? Will you face what this Costigan is? Look, my father was one of the biggest bookers of nightclub talent in the country until he refused to pay a kickback to this Costigan. Then what happened? Costigan ran him out of town, ran him out of business, tried to kill him.
Oh, sure, Frankie, I know it's terrible. Terrible. But...
But what? Now, Bernie, listen. Now, you listen to me. I'm going to tell you something that I've told no one else. Something that I know about Costigan. You remember that Candy Cane?
Candy?
Yeah, she sang in Costigan's casino club.
Oh, sure, I remember.
Yeah. You remember what happened to her?
Well, she was killed, wasn't she?
Murdered is more exact.
What's that got to do with...
Look, now, you just listen. Candy thought Costigan was in love with her. Well, she had one trouble. She was curious. And she got to know a lot about Costigan's business. His names, addresses, telephone numbers, where Costigan went, who he saw.
Well, how do you know all this?
Because Candy told me. She thought that I could help her out and put the squeeze on him when he tried to kiss her off. Then I told her to go roll a hoop. But then she wrote me a note telling me she was going to see this Costigan at his place. Then I should meet her there if I wanted to get into the act. Well, the next morning, they found her body in an alley in Yonkers.
But the police questioned Costigan and let him go.
Because they knew that they couldn't prove he was anywhere near Candy that night.
Oh.
But look, I've still got Candy's note. And if you don't tell this Costigan once and for all that we're having no part of him, I'm going to take that note to the district attorney. I'm going to send that boy to the chair.
Well, forget it, huh, Frank? I'll call it off with Costigan.
Look, it's not just for me, Bernie. In the long run, it's for you, too.
Ah, sure, kid, sure. What? They can't split up Best and McGee, can they? Now, forget it, will you? Have some cold coffee, huh? All right? So, Best and McGee, huh?
Yeah, that's it. Best and McGee. Hello, Bernie?
Mr. Costigan.
I hear you had a little excitement last night.
Yeah, we did, yeah.
Did it change McGee's mind about anything?
I don't think so.
Okay, Bernie, okay. It's too bad, though. We could have done each other a lot of good. Now you're going to be out of luck in a lot of the best clubs in the country.
What? Don't be sore, Mr. Costigan. I can't help myself. Matter of fact, I'd put you on the spot if I signed.
Put me on the spot? How?
Well, I can't tell you, Mr. Costigan, but believe me...
How,
I...
Bernie? Now, listen, Bernie. The other night at the club, McGee made a crack about giving me trouble. Now, you make one. I want to know what gives. Talk to me.
Well, it's about Candy Kane.
What about her?
Frank, no, you saw her the night she...
That's a lie.
Well, no, you see, Frank can prove it, Mr. Costigan. He's got some sort of note that she wrote him that'll prove it. And he told me if I didn't call it off with you, he'd take the note to the DA's.
Ah. He will, huh?
Not if we forget about our deal.
That's what he says.
Oh, you can trust Frank, Mr. Costigan. Oh, look, no one wants any trouble. You forget about our deal and Frank, and I'll forget about what we know. How about it?
Well, that sounds fair enough.
Oh, that's swell, Mr. Costigan. Everything will be okay then, huh?
Yeah, sure, Bonnie. Sure.
Enjoying yourself, Pam?
Yes. Now that Bernie's act is over.
Well, you were the one who wanted to come tonight, dear. I wanted to pack up and get out after the shooting.
Didn't I tell you from the first that there was something wrong at that house? And why Bernie and Frank didn't want to call the police is something I'll never...
Well...
Here comes Bernie. Look at the girl with him.
Well, 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 well.
Jerry.
Pam, Jerry. I'd like you to meet a very special friend of mine, Rusty Gold. Rusty, Mr. and Mrs. North.
How are you? Rusty Gold. You like it? I made it up myself.
Great brain on this one. Always thinking.
Well, here, won't you sit down?
Thanks.
Did you catch the act? What an audience. Must be in town for a zombie convention. Murder. Watch that mink stall, baby.
Oh, sure. It's beautiful. A gift from you-know-what heavy spender. Except this man got a lot of rabbit in his family.
Big ribber, this one. She kills me.
No jury would ever convict me.
Yeah, a million laughs, this Rusty. Who needs her? Well, what do we say? Should we live it up, huh? Waiter, champagne. Imported. They import it every day from Jersey. It ages on the way over. Oh, why so quiet, Pam? Jer? Well,
Don't worry. With Bernie around, there's no room for anything but a quick hush.
They're crazy about me.
Mr. Best, huh? But the gentleman would like to see you in the office.
A gentleman? In this place?
A gentleman.
Rusty, entertain Mr. and Mrs. North, will you, doll? Pam and Jer, don't go away. When I come back, a lot of laughs.
What I mean, a lot of laughs.
Have you known Mr. Best very long, Mr. Gold? Long enough.
He must be a lot of fun, huh?
Ha! Oh, but you're a very special friend of his. Mrs. North, one of these days, real soon, Bernie Best will be a very rich young heel. If he plays his cards right. Oh.
You wanted to see me, Mr. Costigan?
Come in, Bernie. Sit down.
Thanks, Mr. Costigan.
My office. I took over this club today.
Well, you're certainly expanding, Mr. Costigan.
McGee is not with you tonight, huh?
He's out at the place, staying with Pop.
Yeah. I'm sorry the way things turn out, Bernie, that we
could make a deal.
So am I, Mr. Costigan.
Now that I've taken over this spot, you're through here. You know that, don't you?
Through?
That's life, Bernie.
But you said, I thought there wasn't going to be any hard feelings. Why do you want to kick me around just because of
that? McGee's going to kill you, Bernie. Soon you may not be working at any clubs.
Well, it's not my fault.
Frank's your partner.
Yeah, but...
He said he'd talk for you. What? And you backed him up.
What can I do? Look, Mr. Costigan, I'd be with you if I could be. All the way.
All the way, Bernie?
What do you mean?
I've been thinking, Bernie, about what Frank could do to me if he wanted to. Naturally, I don't like it.
Oh, Frank won't
but
do anything.
But you can't blame me for worrying, can you?
Well, no.
Of course not. That's why I'm going to do something about Frank.
Mr. Costigan, you aren't...
George is waiting at your place. Now, you pick up the phone and call your house. George will answer. You tell him to go ahead.
Me? I don't want anything to do with it, Mr. Costigan. Frank is my friend.
Pick up the phone, Bernie.
Please, Mr. Costigan, don't make me do that.
Bernie, pick up the phone.
Costigan wouldn't like it if I had to shoot. She wants a nice, clean job.
Look, you cheap thug.
Sit down. There.
Doesn't Costigan know it won't do him any good to get rid of me? If anything happens to me, Bernie will...
Maybe you should fall out of a window. This house has nice, high towers.
Bernie would know. He'd know who did it. Now listen, you dumb hood. Can't you get it through your head that this won't do you any good?
11 o'clock. Bernie's going to call any minute.
What for? Bernie call here? What for?
They tell me it's okay to break up Bester McGee.
Now, look, Bernie's got his faults plenty. You think he's going to tell you to kill his own partner? Well, he just wouldn't. He wouldn't.
For your sake, I hope you're right.
Look, we've been together 8 years. We shared everything. Why, we were just like...
I think that's for me. Sit still. Hello? Yeah, Bernie. This is George. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
What did he say? He told you, didn't he? He told you if anything happened to me, he'd...
Come on. We're going to take a walk up to the tower.
Bernie!
And that's all you know about it, Mr. Best? You found Mr. McGee's body when you came back here from the city last night?
Terrible thing, Constable. Terrible. Biggest shock of my life.
Do you have any idea how it happened, Constable? Could it have been an accident?
Well, it's pretty hard to figure a man falling out of that window. Almost anything could happen, of course.
But if it wasn't an accident... No, not Frank. He couldn't have, with everything to live for. He couldn't have.
The deceased was alone in the house?
Well, alone, yes, alone.
But that's not true. You know it isn't.
I was here.
Pop.
I'm Pop McGee, Constable Frank's father. I was here.
Is this true, Mrs. North?
Of course he was here.
Why didn't you tell me this, Mr. Best?
Well, I didn't see any sense in dragging Pop into it.
Yeah? Well, could you tell us anything about what happened here last night, Mr. McGee?
Now, look, Constable.
Was there anybody here with your son, Mr. McGee?
Did you see anyone?
Well...
Pop! You see, Constable, maybe I should have told you. Something happened to Pop years back. It connected with some man named Costigan. So now, every time anything happens, Pop thinks Costigan's after him.
I see.
Delusions he's got.
Ask him. Did you see anyone last night, Mr. McGee?
Of course he didn't. Excuse me. Mr. McGee, was anyone here last night with Frank? Pop?
No. I didn't see anybody. Nobody.
I think we'd better just give it up, Pam. Pack and get out.
But Pop has to be around somewhere, Jerry.
But he won't talk to us even if we find him. He's too scared.
But he did see someone here last night. He was just about to tell us.
Well, maybe Bernie's right. Delusions.
You believe that?
No.
Then come on. Oh, this whole huge place gives me the creeps. Why does anyone need a place this big?
Good question.
Well, we've looked everywhere but the tower, Frank's room, that and outside. You take the grounds, Jerry. I'll take the tower.
Sure you don't just want to pack up and get out, Pam?
Yes. But you were the one who wanted to spend the weekend with a comedian. A million laughs, you said.
I'll look around outside for Pop.
All right. Jerry?
Yes?
What do you think happened to Frank?
I don't know, but it wasn't very funny.
Oh.
Come in. Come in. I'm just looking around. Frank's room, you know.
I know.
8 years together. In this business, that's a long time.
Yes.
We could still be together if we...
What do you think happened?
What do you mean, what do I think happened? I was with you, wasn't I? I was with you and Jerry all night. They couldn't shake that, could they?
Well, no, of course not.
Sure, sure. What? We were like brothers, we were.
Well, I'm sure you were.
Frank never understood about business. He didn't know the value of a dollar like I did. He wasn't raised as poor. That's why.
Yes, I know.
I know what they say about me in the business. Sure, let them. Would I build a house like this for myself? Who needs it? I did it for Frank and Pop so we could be together. Frank, Pop, and Bernie. All
now Frank's gone.
Things will still be all right, though. Things are going to be all right. Pop will stay on, and maybe Rusty and I. That's not a bad girl, Rusty. That's all. She'll be here, and our friends, like old times, lots of laughs.
Oh, would you excuse me? I want to see if I can see Jerry from the window. You see, he...
He what?
Well, he might be talking to Pop, and...
Pop, you've been talking to Pop? What'd he say? I told him. I told him things would be just like before. I told him I'd take care of him. I told him he saw George here.
George? Yes, I think that was the name, George.
He loused it. I told him don't talk. I explained it to him. I told him it was business. I told him.
George was from Costigan?
I was against it. Costigan will tell you. He wanted me to phone here, see? I said no. I stood up to him. It was business.
Well, I think I'd better be getting down to Jerry. We have to be
I'm
packing.
I'm not a bad guy. It's just that you're getting the spots, that's all.
Well, please, if you don't mind letting me
Why
by.
Why did you have to talk to Pop?
I didn't, really. I didn't.
Sure, sure. But things will still be all right. They said it was an accident about Frank, didn't they?
Let me by.
Hold still. Hold still. Things are still going to be all right. See, I'll pull through this. Everybody knows I'm not the kind of a guy that would...
No! Jerry!
You know everything. Be quiet! Don't get through this.
Jerry!
There. It's all right. You're all right.
He tried to throw me through the window.
I think we'd better go for the policeman.
Please. Look, Jerry. I didn't do anything. It was Costigan. I didn't do anything.
Come on, Jerry.
No. Look. See, things will still be all right. Look, I got the house. See, Pop can stay here, maybe.
Pop's gone. He packed and left.
He didn't have to. He could stay here. I'm going to be bigger than ever. This house will be full of people. Listen, laugh. You can come. Imagine, laugh. Everything's going to be all right. This house will be full of my friends. Look, I got 22 rooms.
Enjoy them, Bernie. Come on, Pam. We'll get the police. To do anything tonight, Pam? See a show, maybe?
Oh, I don't think so, Jerry. Let's just relax. Mm. Quiet evening at home.
Fine with me. Comfortable?
Mm-hmm. Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you're not a comedian.
You don't like my jokes?
Oh, it's not that. It's just, well, you're just not a comedian.
Well, I don't claim to be a professional, but, well, I've been asked to repeat some stories 3 or 4 times, and I...
Jerry, what did you think when you rushed in and saw Bernie trying to push me out of the window?
Hmm? What did I think?
Mm-hmm.
Man, dig that crazy elevator. No?
No.
Yeah. Oh, well, I still have my card tricks. And you?